Well, pull up your chair for one of the great Bible stories. We're studying today in the Warren County Radio Bible School the story of David and Goliath. In our last lesson, we learned how David had come to Saul and volunteered to go fight that giant himself. And Saul put his armor on David, but David had not proved them. He did not know how to use all that armor. He told Saul, "When I was a shepherd, I protected my sheep from a lion and from a bear. And the Lord that protected me from those and gave them into my hand, he'll give this Philistine to my hand." So David went down with his sling to the brook and picked out 5 smooth stones and walked out to meet the giant. And the giant walked out to meet David. And that's where we're going to begin in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, to help us in our studies, we're looking at Sunday school notes prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of July the 24th, 1927. Now, let me read to you from 1 Samuel 17, beginning in verse 41. "The Philistine came on and drew near David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he saw he was but a youth, and ruddy, and withal a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I'll give thy flesh to the birds of the heavens and to the beast of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to thee in the name of Jehovah of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will Jehovah deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee, and take thy head from off thee, and I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the heavens, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that Jehovah saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is Jehovah's, and he will give you into our hand. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and drew nigh to David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, and the stone sank into the forehead, and he fell upon the face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of his sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistine saw that their champion was dead, they fled." Now, the lesson text, or the golden text, is Psalm 27 and verse 1. Jehovah is my light and my salvation. And the devotional reading is the 27th Psalm. And that's what it says in that first verse. Here's a Psalm of David. Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jehovah is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? when evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, even mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, even then will I be confident. One thing have I asked of Jehovah, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah and acquire in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me secretly in his pavilion, and the covert of his tabernacle will he hide me. He will lift me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. And I will offer his tabernacles sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises to Jehovah. Hear, O Jehovah, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Jehovah, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Cast me not off, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsook me, then Jehovah will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Jehovah, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of mine adversaries. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, and as I believed to see the goodness of Jehovah in the land of the living. Wait for Jehovah. Be strong, and let thy heart take courage. Wait thou for Jehovah. With that, we turn to our Sunday school lesson in Elam's notes. And there's this geographical note. You might want to find on the map of your Bible, in the back of your Bible, the land of the Philistines. It is including and north of that land that's been in the news lately about the Gaza Strip. The Valley of Elah was about 14 to 15 miles southwest from Jerusalem and about 9 or 10 miles in the same direction from Bethlehem. It extended from the hills in western Judah northwestly into the Philistine country. Now, here's some helps and hints for the teachers. Of course, you need to study the whole chapter of 1 Samuel 17. And you at home listening to this and the students in this class, that'll be your assignment to read 1 Samuel chapter 17. It's such an enjoyable read that I know you'll want to do it. There is some confusion in the order of events narrated in the history of David. But this arises largely from the fact that the scriptures do not attempt a regular detail of the events in order of occurrence. But one line is followed up until the end is reached. Then it turns back and begins another and follows it up. It is pretty clear. But the events told in chapter 17 did not necessarily follow those of chapter 16. Some think the two chapters have become transposed in position. But this supposition is not necessary. A line of life is followed up in chapter 16. Then the narrator turns back in time and tells the happenings of 17. There was sore war against the Philistines all the days of Saul, 1 Samuel 14:52. And the events of this lesson occur during these wars. The Philistines were encamped at Ephes-Damon between Soko and Echizah on the western side of the Valley of Elah. The Israelites were encamped on the eastern side of this valley with still another valley, a ravine between the armies, 1 Samuel 17, 1-3. The nearest Philistine city was Gath, not far off to the west. The champion of the Philistines was Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits in a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was clad with a coat of mail, and the weight of his coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a javelin of brass between his shoulders, and the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and his shield-bearer went before him. Goliath was one of a family of giants. His height was about 9 feet and 8 inches, counting 18 inches for a cubic and 8 inches for a span. His coat of mail has been reckoned to weigh about 175 pounds, and his spear's head weighed about 19 pounds. The whole armor has been estimated to weigh over 270 pounds. For a man to be walking around in over 200, nearly 300 pounds of armor, meant this had to be a very strong and mighty man. As the two armies were thus opposite each other, this giant, thus clad in his armor, stepped out and challenged the army of Israel to settle the matter by a single combat, to select one to fight with him, saying, "If he be able to fight with me and kill me, then we'll be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us." He was bold and defiant and said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." This filled Saul and the Israelites with dismay and great fear. Goliath kept this up, presenting himself morning and evening for 40 days. During these 40 days, Jesse sent David to the camp to inquire after his three brothers who had followed Saul to battle, and to carry to them and to the captain of their thousands a present of food. David was still watching his father's sheep, although by this time he may have already been anointed, as stated in our last lesson. And he went to and fro from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. David sent on this mission, left the sheep with the keeper, and went early in the morning to the camp. He left that which he carried with the baggage master of the camp, and ran to the army on the battleground, and came and saluted his brethren. While he talked with them, Goliath came out and repeated his challenge. David heard him, and saw how all the army of Israel fled from him and were sore afraid. The soldiers asked David if he had seen this giant, and stated that he came out to defy the armies of Israel. They also rehearsed to David the promise that Saul had made to anyone who would fight and kill this giant. From David's question, it appears that he felt ashamed and humiliated that one should have to be thus hired to fight the Lord's battle. "What shall be done to the man that killeth the Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God?" It is a shame now that people should seek pay for doing right. It is a shame that one should have to be hired to preach the gospel. One should be moved to preach, to sing, to obey God in every way, as was David, to fight the Lord's battle. To David, Goliath had reproached God, and faith in God and the power of his cause and the desire to take away this reproach and not worldly aggrandizement prompted him to declare at once his readiness to fight the Philistine champion. It was a reproof to David's brothers for lack of faith and courage, and Eliab felt it. For his anger was kindled against David, and he said contemptuously, "Why art thou come down? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle." And David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" And he turned away from him toward another, and spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again after the former manner. And so David offered to fight Goliath. 1 Samuel 17:31. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight this Philistine." Well, we're going to read the notes about Sunday school notes about that fight in our next Sunday school lesson.